That's right.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
How would people refer to the enemy of God, the opposite of God, devil, or how would they say the devil, or what? How would people refer to that?
Yes, sir. Of course, we say, you know, that the devil, you know, he's in hell down yonder, and it is a heaven up yonder. And of God, if you do like God said do, you know, like he said wants you to do and everything, you know, when you die, you will go to heaven. But if you don't and be mean and bad and everything, of course, you know, that's the devil's people's, you know. And you must obey the word of God to, you know, go to heaven.
And suppose that you wanted just to kind of play a joke or be funny, you didn't mean it. Suppose you wanted to caution a child and say, now you better be good or what will get you?
The devil will get you.
The
devil will get you.
Did they ever say any, did they ever have any other words for the devil?
Well, I tell you, when people back there, you know, they said the old booger man, they call him booger man. That's right, yes.
I see.
Booger man to get you.
There, do you ever hear old Harry?
Not
or
too
old
much.
Scratch?
Oh, what? Old Scratch will get you. Yes, right? Old Scratch will get you. John, that's right. Yes, sir, old Scratch.
Suppose that you went by a house where very peculiar things, spirits and things seem to be. Do you remember that at all?
I was so scared I couldn't. Yes, sir, that's right. And it used to be them. I can't help it. People say there's never been, but there used to be Haynes.
Is that right?
Haynes.
Would you recall anything you remember about that
well,
when you were a boy?
Yes, sir. I tell you what. I was scared to get out, you know, because it'll be Haynes around. And at dark, I wanted to be at home. Yes, sir. And out to places where people say so-and-so got killed and all, we'd go along there and we'd get to hear things and see lights. And I remember we was going to church one night, and over there where they said it was Haney, you know, along the road, this old place over there, they call it a Haney place. We rock going along there, and we children were sitting down in the back end of the wagon. That's where we'd go at night, you see. They put us across in the daytime and let us sit up on planks across the wagon on seat. But at night, you know, we'd get sleep and sit up and nod, you know, of course, and they put us in a quilt down in the back end of the wagon, you know, and let us ride back in. So we go to sleep and lay down in it. Going along there one night, you know, and all that wagon jumped over and rolled over a dog, and he hollered like a dog, you know, and a load of us on there. He couldn't keep from killing the dog, but we would be having a big meeting. We're back the next day and ain't seen nothing, no dog nowhere around there, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And people have seen lights out there, you know, right the edge of that, you know. And so, this used to be something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir, they call it Haney.
I've heard other people tell me that they may not exactly believe in it, but they do remember smelling goats and hearing things.
Yes, sir. Right. That's right.
Right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Where there'd be no lights, I mean, it'd be all dark.
Oh, yes, sir, it's so dark that way. Yes, sir, yes, sir. And so we went along there, and we could just hear things dragging alongside the wagon, you know, this head dragging along, I don't know what it was.
Mm-hmm. Would those things be, those hands, would they be part of the devil, or...
Well, that's what we said, the devil's imps or something like that. That's what we, right, you know, we mm-hmm. call it the devil's imps, you know, the devil's spirit. Yes,
I
sir.
See.
Yes,
I
sir.
See. Well, I know it's not not supposed to be anything to it, but we've got UFOs now. Those